Welcome to the Outback, written and read by Sue Williams.
Every night, I either go to Woolloomooloo and get hit a lot, or to Redfern to be hit some more. Before I go to bed, I hit myself around the face just in case it hasn't all already been enough. Along the way, at every stage, I learn a little more. Carl tells me that for the fight, I'll have Vaseline smeared over my face. That sounds okay. I guess it'll mean I'll photograph better and my opponent's punches will just slip off me. He looks surprised. No, he says. It's to make sure you don't get cut so much or bleed so much that they have to stop the fight early. Trying to get more of an idea about what I'm trying to do, I watch movies about fighting and study how real boxers box. I watch until I scare myself silly. I even go along to watch Elsie in her first fight, at a fight night held at Bondi Junction RSL. The promoter, Maydad Ronan, the former ABA bantamweight boxing champion and the owner of the Bondi Boxing Gym, trains women boxers himself and says they often make good fighters. Girls listen and pick up a lot more than the guys, he says. They don't have as much aggression as men, so they have to rely on their ability and be smarter. That's all very well, but as a girl with bugger-all ability and not terribly street-smart either, I'm at a disadvantage. The only damage I keep doing to my opponents is purely accidental. In the ring, I keep treading on their feet in my eagerness to get close enough to hit hard. Seeing how determined I am and how hard I train, people seem to be softening in their attitudes towards me. I can well understand the initial hostility. They've been fighting all their lives. How presumptuous to try and become a boxer in just 2 weeks. But gradually, even Barry starts offering me tips. Your best friend is your smother, not your mother, he tells me, showing me how to get in close to a boxer so they can't hit me when I'm on the defense. Form a wedge with your fists, welded together like an iron bar. This is how to protect my face from blows. Duck when they come at you with their left and then bob up and use your momentum to hit them hard in the stomach. Easier said than done. Even so, I spend every spare moment hitting out at an imaginary enemy. Eventually, I build up the courage to watch that SBS documentary, Outback Fight Club, on Fred and his tent boxing. It shows Fred as the Outback hero, keeping everyone on the straight and narrow through the discipline of boxing while providing entertainment for everyone else. While he'd planned to retire, the film was intended to be the story of his last ever tour, in the end he decided to keep going. Naturally enough, however, the female fighters steal the show for me. In the doco, his troop member, the bitch, is soundly beaten by the challenger, the beaver. Great, I think, hopefully. The troop member doesn't always win. But then comes the knockout blow. I find on the web that Fred's troop now contains a woman who's a past Australian heavyweight champion boxer, nicknamed the Krakow Mauler. She weighs in at nearly double my weight, 110 kilos. My heart sinks. This really is serious. However hard I try, however much I learn, I realise for the first time that this is an Outback adventure that could actually get me killed.